Chapter 123. Electric Power Steering Systems. Electric Power Steering Overview. Purpose and Function. Many of today's vehicles use electric power steering, abbreviated EPS, systems, which is also called electric power assisted steering, abbreviated EPAS. Electric power steering takes the place of hydraulic components that were previously used by using an electric motor to provide power assist effort. Advantages. The advantages include: improved fuel economy. Ford and Honda both state that fuel economy improves 3% to 5% in the absence of a power steering pump and the weight of the hydraulic system needed for conventional hydraulically operated power steering systems. Increase in usable power. Ford estimates that by using electric power steering instead of a conventional hydraulic system results in a 3 horsepower increase in engine output without any other changes. Allows the vehicle manufacturer to save vehicle weight and complexity because there is no need for all of the hydraulic lines and engine-driven pump. Improved cold weather starting because of reduced engine load without the drag of a power steering pump. Simple two-wire connection in many cases, making vehicle. Refer to Figure 123-1. A rack-mounted electric power steering gear on a Lexus RX 400 hours taken from underneath the vehicle. Types of EPS systems. There are two basic types of EPS systems. Number 1. Rack-mounted. The rack-mounted system has the assist motor attached to the rack and is often called a rack and pinion electric power steering system, abbreviated REPS. Another design has the assist motor surrounding the rack, and this style is called a direct drive electric power steering system, abbreviated DEPS. See Figure 123-1. #2. Column-mounted. Column-mounted electric power steering, abbreviated CEPS, has sensors and the assist motor located inside the vehicle so they are not exposed to the heat and outside elements, as is the rack-mounted system. This is the most commonly used type and involves using a manual rack and pinion steering gear assembly with a motor assist in the steering column. While not directly mounted on the column itself, another type of electric power steering is the pinion-mounted electric power steering system, PEPS, system. This system has the assist motor connected to the pinion shaft of the rack and pinion steering gear. See Figure 123-2. Refer to Figure 123-2. Honda Electric Power Steering Unit Cutaway, which is an example of pinion-mounted electric power steering system. Refer to Figure 123-3. A Ford Electric Power Steering rack-mounted motor that drives the rack through a toothed belt. This assembly is located on the passenger side of the vehicle opposite to where the steering column shaft is attached to the rack. EPS system parts and operation. Types of motor used. Most electric power steering units use a DC brushless electric motor. Some operate from 42 volts while others operate from 12 volts. The Toyota system on a Prius uses a DC motor, reduction gear, and torque sensor, all mounted to the steering column. See Figure 123-3. EPS control unit. The electric power steering, EPS, is controlled by the EPS electronic control unit, abbreviated ECU, which calculates the amount of needed assist based on the input from the steering torque sensor. The steering torque sensor is a non-contact sensor that detects the movement and torque applied to the torsion bar. The torsion bar twists when the drive exerts torque to the steering wheel, and the more torque applied, the farther the bar will twist. This generates a higher voltage signal to the EPS, ECU. The EPS control unit can vary the amperage to the assist motor based on input from the torque and steering wheel sensors. The control unit also monitors the temperature of the motor and can reduce the amount of power assist if the motor temperature increases too much. See Figure 123-4. The steering shaft torque sensor and the steering wheel position sensor are serviced as an assembly and are not individually replaceable. The steering column assembly does not include the power steering motor and module assembly. Column-mounted DPS systems use detection rings to measure the differences in relative motion between the upper, input, and lower, output, steering column shafts. Detection rings 1 and 2 are mounted on the input shaft and detection ring 3 is mounted on the output shaft. The input shaft and the output shaft are connected by a torsion bar. When the steering wheel is turned, the difference in relative motion between detection rings 2 and 3 is sensed by the detection coil and it sends two signals to the EPS ECU. These two signals are called torque sensor signal 1 and torque signal 2. The EPS ECU uses these signals to control the amount of assist, and also uses the signals for diagnosis. Note, if the steering wheel, steering column, or steering gear is removed or replaced, the system must be recalibrated, which resets the zero point of the torque sensors. The Honda electric power steering uses an electric motor to provide steering assist, and torque sensor is used to measure road resistance and the direction that the driver is turning the steering wheel. The torque sensor input and the vehicle speed are used by the EPS controller to supply the EPS motor with the specified current to help assist the steering effort. See Figure 123-5. The motor turns the pinion shaft using a worm gear. The worm gear is engaged with the worm wheel so that the motor turns the pinion shaft directly when providing steering assist. If a major fault were to occur, the control module would first try to maintain power-assisted steering even if some sensors had failed. If the problem is serious, then the vehicle can be driven and steered manually. The EPS control unit will turn on the EPS- warning light if a fault has been detected. A fault in the system will not cause the malfunction indicator light, MIL, to come on because that light is reserved for emission-related faults only. However, another warning light may be turned on to warn the driver of a problem with the electric power steering system. Fault codes can be retrieved by using a scan tool. Check service information for the exact procedures to follow when diagnosing electric power steering faults. Refer to Figure 123-4. The torque sensor converts the torque the driver is applying to the steering wheel into a voltage signal. Refer to Figure 123-5. A cutaway view showing the operation of the torque sensor used in electric power steering systems. Refer to Figure 123-6. The power steering control module, abbreviated PSSCM, is attached to the motor of the electric power steering assembly. EPS inputs and outputs. The EPS system includes the following components and input signals from sensors and output signals to actuator components. The powertrain control module. The body control module. The power steering control module. The battery voltage. The steering shaft torque sensor. The steering wheel position sensor. The power steering motor. The driver information center. And the serial data communication circuits to perform the system functions. The power steering control module, or PSCM, and the power steering motor are serviced as an assembly and are serviced separately from the steering column assembly. See Figure 123-6. The steering shaft torque sensor and the steering wheel position sensor are not serviced separately from each other or from the steering column assembly. The steering column assembly does not include the power steering motor and module assembly. Refer Figure 123-7. Schematic showing the electric power steering and the torque/position sensor. Steering shaft torque sensor. The PSCM uses the steering shaft torque sensor as a main input for determining steering direction and the amount of assist needed. The steering column has an input shaft, from the steering wheel to the torque sensor, and an output shaft, from the torque sensor to the steering shaft coupler. The input and output shafts are separated by a section of torsion bar, where the torque sensor is located. The torque sensor includes two different sensors in one housing. The sensors are used to detect the direction the steering wheel is being rotated. When torque is applied to the steering column shaft during a right turn, the sensor signal 1 voltage increases, while the signal 2 voltage decreases. When torque is applied to the steering column shaft during a left turn, the sensor signal 1 voltage decreases, while the signal 2 voltage increases. The PSCM recognizes this change in signal voltage as steering. Direction and steering column shaft torque. Steering wheel position sensor. The PSCM uses the steering position sensor, abbreviated SPS, to determine the steering system on center position. Because the power steering motor provides a slight amount of return to center assist, the PSCM will command the power steering motor to the steering system center position and not beyond. The sensor is a 5-volt dual analog signal device with a signal voltage range of 0 to 5 volts. The sensor's signal 1 and signal 2 voltage values will increase and decrease within 2.5 to 2.8 volts of each other as the steering wheel is turned. See Figure 123-7. Power steering motor. The power steering motor is a 12-volt brushless DC reversible motor with a 65-amp rating. The motor assists steering through a worm gear and reduction gear located in the steering column housing. The motor draws about 750 to 1000 watts or about 1 horsepower at full assist. The motor itself is usually replaced as an assembly or can be included with the control unit. Power steering control module, or PSCM. Purpose and function. The PSCM uses a combination of steering shaft torque sensor input, vehicle speed, calculated system temperature, and steering tuning to determine the amount of steering assist. Operation. When the steering wheel is turned, The PSCM uses signal voltage from the steering shaft torque sensor to detect the amount of torque and steering direction being applied to the steering column shaft and then commands the proper amount of current to the power steering motor. The PSCM receives a vehicle speed message from the PCM by way of the serial data communication circuit. At low speeds, more assist is provided for easy turning during parking maneuvers, and at higher speeds, less assist is provided for improved road feel and directional stability. Fault detection. The PSCM and the power steering motor are not designed to handle 65 amps continuously. If the power steering system is exposed to excessive amounts of static steering conditions, the PSCM will go into a protection mode to avoid thermal damage due to overheating of the power steering components. In this mode, the PSCM will limit the amount of current commanded to the power steering motor, which reduces system temperature and steering assist levels. EPS diagnosis. The PSCM has the ability to detect malfunctions within the power steering system. Any malfunction detected will cause the driver information center to display the power steering warning message and/or the service vehicle soon indicator. The PSCM must also be set up with the correct steering tunings, which are different in relation to the vehicle's powertrain configuration, model type, and tire and wheel size. A factory or aftermarket factory level scan tool is needed to retrieve data and to perform relearn procedures if the unit is replaced. Always check service information for the exact procedures to follow when diagnosing and serving the electric power steering system. Refer to chart 123-1. Sample diagnostic trouble codes for the electric power steering system. Refer to figure 123-8. The blown fuse is the yellow 60 amp fuse next to the terminal at the top. Case study. The hard-steering Chevrolet HHR. The owner of a Chevrolet HHR complained that the steering wheel was harder to turn after the battery was jump-started. The tow truck driver did not know what to do and advised the owner to take it to a shop to have it looked at, but the driver did not think that jump-starting the vehicle could affect the power steering. A technician at the shop determined that the electric power steering did not work because of a blown fuse. Apparently, the vehicle was jump-started by connecting the positive jump cable to the main terminal toward the rear of the engine compartment instead of the terminal designed to be used to jump-start the vehicle, as the battery is located at the rear of this vehicle. See figure 123-8. After the blown fuse was replaced, the electric power steering worked correctly. The summary. The complaint: owner complained that the steering felt stiff after the vehicle was jump-started. The cause: the jump start cables were connected to the wrong terminal, which caused the fuse to blow that controlled the electric power steering. The correction: the blown fuse was replaced and the power steering system operation was restored to normal. EPS, DTCs. Most electric power steering diagnostic trouble codes will be C codes for chassis related faults or U codes for data communication faults. See chart 123-1 for same sample DTCs. Self-parking system. Purpose and function. Several vehicle manufacturers offer a self-parking feature that uses the electric power steering to steer the vehicle. The driver has control of the brakes. Sensors involved. Most systems use the following sensors: the wheel speed sensor, the steering angle sensor, and the ultrasonic sensors, which are used to plot a course into a parking space. Self-park operation. Some systems, such as those manufactured by Valeo for Volkswagen, allow the driver to control the accelerator as well as the brakes, making it possible to add power to park uphill. The Toyota Lexus system stops working if the accelerator is depressed during a self-parking event. The Toyota Lexus system is camera-based and uses the navigation system to display the parking spot with touchscreen controls. The system displays a green video box to indicate that the spot is large enough and a red box to indicate that the spot is too small. The driver positions a yellow flag on the video screen to mark the front corner of the parking spot, and then the vehicle backs into the space at idle speed. The driver may have to complete the parking event by straightening the vehicle and pulling forward in the spot in some vehicles. Diagnosis and testing. Self-parking systems use many sensors to achieve the parking event, and a fault in any one sensor will disable self-parking. Before trying to diagnose a self-parking fault, be sure that the driver is operating the system as designed. For example, the self-parking event is cancelled if the accelerator pedal is depressed on some units. Always follow the factory recommended diagnostic and testing procedures. Electro-hydraulic power steering. Purpose and function. Electro-hydraulic power steering is used on the Chevrolet Silverado mild hybrid truck and on the Mini Cooper. This system uses an electric motor to drive a hydraulic pump. The electro-hydraulic power steering, EHPS, module controls the power steering motor, which has the function of providing hydraulic power to the brake booster and the steering gear. A secondary function includes the ability to improve fuel economy by operating on a demand basis and the ability to provide speed-dependent variable effort steering. The EHPS module controls the EHPS power pack, which is an integrated assembly consisting of the following components: the electric motor, the hydraulic pump, the fluid reservoir, the reservoir cap, the fluid level sensor, the electronic controller, and the electrical connectors. See Figure 123-9. Refer to Figure 123-9. An electro-hydraulic power steering assembly on a Chevrolet hybrid pickup truck. EHPS module. The electro-hydraulic power steering, abbreviated EHPS, module is operated from the 36-volt nominal power supply. The EHPS module uses Class 2 for serial communications. A 125-amp, 36-volt fuse is used to protect the EHPS module. If this fuse were to blow open, the EHPS system would not operate and communication codes would be set by the modules that communicate with the EHPS module. The powertrain control module is the gateway that translates controller area network, abbreviated CAN, messages into Class 2 messages when required for diagnostic purposes. The EHPS module receives the following messages from the CAN bus: vehicle speed, service disconnect status, PRND1, or shift lever, position, and torque converter clutch cruise, dump signal, gives zero adjust brake switch position. The EHPS module receives several signals through wiring. The signals received and used by the EHPS module include the digital steering wheel speed signals from the steering wheel sensor mounted on the steering column. The steering wheel speed sensor output contains three digital signals that indicate the steering wheel position. The signals are accurate to within 1 degree. The index output references a steering wheel position of 0 degrees plus or minus 10 degrees, steering wheel centered, and is repeated every 360 degrees of steering wheel rotation. An analog brake pedal position signal from the brake pedal mounted brake pedal position, abbreviated BPP, sensor. The BPP sensor outputs an analog signal, reference to 5 volts, that increases or decreases with brake pedal depression. The electrical range of the BPP sensor motion is negative 55 degrees to positive 25 degrees. The mechanical range of the BPP sensor is negative 70 degrees to positive 40 degrees. Review questions. Question 1. What are the types of electric power steering systems? Question 2. What sensors are needed for EPS systems? Question 3. What are the advantages of using an electric power steering system? Question 4. What type of motor is used in electric power steering systems? Question 5. How does an electro-hydraulic power steering work? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The two basic types of electric power steering include: A. Engine-mounted and column-mounted. B. Column-mounted and rack-mounted. C. Electro-hydraulic and rack-mounted. D. Engine-driven and battery-powered. Question 2. The advantages of electric power steering compared to hydraulic power steering include: A. Less weight. B. Improved fuel economy. C. Increased usable engine power. D. All of the above. Question 3. What type of motor is used in most electric power steering systems? A. AC brush type. B. DC brushless. C. Stepper. D. None of the above. Question 4. Two technicians are discussing electric power steering systems. Technician A says that some systems operate on 12 volts. Technician B says that some systems operate on 42 volts, such as some hybrid electric vehicles. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. A typical electric motor used in electric power steering systems produces about how much power? A 1/4 horsepower. B. 1/4 horsepower. C. 3/4 horsepower. D. 1 horsepower. Question 6. What is the relationship between the power steering control module and the powertrain control module? A. Usually wired between the two. B. No connection between the two. C. Uses data lines, or CAN, between the two modules. D. Mounted together on the electric power steering motor. Question 7. If a fault is detected in the electric power steering system, what dash light is turned on? A. The check engine light. B. The service vehicle soon light. C. The power steering warning light. D. Either B or C. Question 8. What diagnostic equipment is usually needed to diagnose faults or relearn the electric power steering system? A. Special electronic diagnostic equipment designed to test each specific system. B. Factory or factory level scan tool. C. A breakout box. D. A 12-volt test light. Question 9. Self-park systems use what sensors and EPS to achieve the parking maneuver? A. Wheel speed sensors. B. Steering wheel position sensor. C. Ultrasonic sensors. D. All of the above. Question 10. Electro-hydraulic power steering systems use A. An electric motor to power a hydraulic pump. B. A conventional hydraulic power steering gear. C. An engine-driven hydraulic power steering pump and an electric motor steering gear. D. Both A and B. End of chapter 123.